And in the final section of that book, Nozick describes what he views as utopias, the ideal human society.
I seen a long time ago the base boy, the Barton Bay, my Captain Bailey constant me, a calling there for the end door. I can't bear it when I see go Dalen across North Sea or in the Battle of Boston Bay. My friends are kidding and dozen daughter. What then winning boys ye getting across North Sea, corner fin go Greenland that can see barley in the board, eh?
Many of you have probably read Nozick's book, Anarchy, State, and Utopia. And in the final section of that book, Nozick describes what he views as utopias, the ideal human society.
It's a nice silky glaze.
Yeah, a lot of people think that glazing is done to... you know, to arrive at color, but mostly it's to lower the tone of the painting.
What's going down, brother?
Yeah, move it, baby.
It's a society made up of lots of small communities, each with its own rules.
So that you can restore the lights again. I mean, it's to give you a kind of a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you get a bass, you know. And you can play a treble against it.
I spit for the benefit of those who was told they was never ever gonna be shit. I spit for all those that wish to God they could just ball legit. I spit for every little ghetto boy and ghetto girl who had to beg, cry, fight, and pray for each and everything he or she get. I spit for them. For them I spit. I spit for those who can't speak without cursing, putting body piercings and tattoos on a person, who wanna talk to you but them things do all the conversing. I spit for them. For them I spit. I spit for babies born as pimps and soldiers. Little black kids with no money but big ass chips on their shoulders. For them I spit.
And this makes change an effortless process.
I recorded there, board industrial bar, made Kenny Bush and Button, Captain Bailey, across the Barton Bay, getting in there, shirt, I sail across mighty sea, across the mighty sea I die. Across the sea I sail the sea, across the Boston Bay.
And this is going to unify the whole damn thing and give me a premise to paint some more, you know. Otherwise, you arrive at something that's well balanced too soon in the game.
To enhance the effectiveness of this subliminal recording, I suggest that you balance the subliminal playings with exposure to the self-hypnotic version. The sounds of the ocean are beginning to mask my voice, and as my voice fades from your conscious hearing level, your subconscious mind is beginning to focus its attention on the suggestions without conscious effort.
I spit for those in fair joints fighting time, and that's the reason I'm writing rhymes and reciting lime, green nouns and verbs, slanging that shit like pounds of herb just to elevate you. If I can't build with you, then fuck it, I'll eliminate you. And stop telling people we hate you. Nigga, we don't hate you, just the fact that you trash. And the fact that I'm hash, marinated in hen rock. I spit arsenic, cyanide, and hemlock. I, the disagreeable love child of goddess Ishtar and the devil Memnock. So out of all the gods claiming they god, Yusef is the closest. Yeah, y'all spit kinda ugly, but my spit is atrocious.
Like, for instance, making gestures on the phone. with no one there.
Y'all spit nasty, but I spit the grossest. You can release the hounds of hell. My dogs are still more ferocious.
But Captain Brady, I saw the sun. I saw the sun sink by the sea. Across the bay, across the sea, across the oars I climb. I climbed aboard and dived in door. Across the northern sea. Across the northern sea, my darling, leaning day to day. Atlantic Sea, Atlantic Eye, across the Boston Bay.
Because you'll see actors like, for instance, making gestures on the phone with no one there.
Going into the project, and just so people kind of understand what happens in that regard is that they used to have these, and they still do, these 14 to 26 mile long antennas they would bury under the ground, and they put some in the Michigan-Wisconsin area that caused quite a bit of controversy, and then out on the Aleutian Chain and here in Alaska, and of course a number of other locations. The idea was to stimulate the ionosphere, this layer that begins about 30 miles above the Earth's surface, in such a way that perhaps it would act as that broadcast antenna in the sky, and that's exactly what they did. And this idea of communicating with submarines is important in this sense, is short wavelengths, the kind used in most conventional military communications, don't go very deep into the sea or below the surface of the sea, whereas a long wave, an ELF, an extremely low frequency signal, will penetrate the Earth and sea at great depth and allow for the communication with submarines. And so that became very interesting from a military perspective, because here this small high-frequency instrument on the ground, small in comparison to the 1,000-mile-long antenna it can create by actually converting the ionosphere from direct current to an alternating current or a pulsating area, which actually sends a signal back to the Earth and through the Earth and sea.
Every once in a while, I'll be under a high-powered wire, and you can hear the, you know, the slow hum, the buzzing. By being under literally a cloak of HAARP rays all over the place, could that affect us health-wise?
No, absolutely. In fact, you know, here's something that's really important for people to note, is it's not so much the power, the concentration of energy. You know, this was certainly high power, high density energy sources are dangerous to the body. That's why we don't stand in front of radar dishes as some did during the early time of radar, not realizing they were harming themselves. But even very low energy concentrations, if they're within the right frequency range, can have profound effects on human health and human psychology and the way the brain actually functions.
Death tried to kiss me, get a bad case of mononucleosis. Only because everything I say sick, and you need LASIK for your third out of focus. The Wild Hunter's wordsmith worked 10 times his weight in the greenest hocus pocus. But you die of emphysema if you ever dream to try to smoke us. In revolution, stay out the way. Least you be the one we FedEx led through. Plus we plague you like a swarm of locusts. Prophecy fulfilled. Oh, why is he so skilled and so filled with spit? The black talent spitter from the Midwest. You can come through with a designer gray one and leave with a red vest. Oh, now you mad, cause we go through your little body armor. But I'm gonna slide before the drama. Probably slide with your escort, your sister, or maybe your baby mama. And we ain't trying to prove that we tougher than you. Just trying to prove that, nigga, we suffering too. So what are you bluffing going to do? Oh, think I'm bluffing too? Then try to call mine. The other line might get answered by your concubine while she's giggling, drunk off wine and gin. Hope God forgive us, because every day we sin. Sin. I'm just trying to ensure that slavery end. Every day we pull capers for unmarked papers. Life's a gamble, we just roll the dice, praying that we don't blow the heist. And if we do, let us go to Christ and come back to raise our seeds as poltergeists.
The idea of this whole concept of triggering even health effects using energy as a source has become
junior pathologist at Ashford Hospital, then the husband of a colleague of mine, then a trainee radiologist, then the service manager at my garage.
You had sex with all those men in cars? Only in cars?
Yes, I didn't plan it that way.
Did you fantasize that Vaughn was photographing all these sex acts? As though they were traffic accidents?
Yes. They felt like traffic accidents. Felt like traffic accidents.
With the Java model, any and everybody can be a service provider. With the .NET model, I think the most dangerous component of it, I could go on and on about, you know, security features and viruses, but I think the most important issue is Microsoft wants to be the service provider for .NET. In the Java model, any and everybody can become the service provider. MSN is going to be the service provider for .NET services and applications. In the Java model, any and everybody, we have choice around who the service provider is. I think that's absolutely important. It's also here. It's here today. The J2EE equivalent for .NET is on the drawing boards. The J2EE equivalent for Java is shipping on dozens and dozens of application servers today. It with choice, with multiple characteristics, it's there. It's not a prototype. It's not something we're talking about. It's something you can do today. And it doesn't force you to give up on your legacy databases, applications, reports, transactions. You don't have to rewrite them.
No one there.
You're a Puritan, you can go live in a puritanical community with other Puritans.
A year ago, after they began recruiting passengers for their voyage, they explained how it would all work.
You have to, in a sense, unfinish it so you can go ahead again. Well, I never did get the mouth, did I? I think it was John Singer Sargent that said that a portrait is a painting in which there is something wrong with the mouth.
Don't make gestures on the phone with no one there.
Or are we all lovers of different scale, and is the different scale part of the pleasure of wandering through culture?
Libertine, you can go live in a libertine community along with other libertines.
First, I wanted to talk to you about my department 22, which we call Better Sleepwear. And the customer in that department is a woman who just likes very, very pretty feminine lingerie at a value. The philosophy that we've taken behind that department is that there are classifications that my managers and my customers have told me that are very, very important. me that are very, very important.
For their voyage, they explained how it would all work to newsman Ray Norton at KGBT in Harlingen, Texas.
We're going to stage so that it can be witnessed that when a human has overcome all of his human level activities, that a chemical change takes place and he goes through a metamorphosis just exactly as a caterpillar does when he quits being a caterpillar. And
what can you prove, huh? Nothing.
My Harwood Kleining Keening body crossed the Barton Bay. Captain Bailey burning there. Burning up his fucking dare. And burning down in caddy door. Picked him penal one and day. Up and down and up and down across the Barton Bay. I grabbed my peen and bind a porn and I push it by the board.
Drug companies using molecular modeling systems to see where you can put a particular molecule. Drug designers are the different drug companies.
Let them happen. Look at these eyelashes that I'm not supposed to play with, you know. But I will. It's not going to look like it without eyelashes. Eyelashes. You got these eyelashes that I'm not supposed to play with, you know.
Modeling systems.
Think about what is called nowadays a listserv or a mailing list, or if you're being dramatic, an exploder.
You don't make gestures on the phone with no one there. You think you do, but you don't.
It's hard to know without polling the entire population, but
you want to go to jail, you want to go home. You want to go to jail, you want to go home.
New Metaphysics, Gary Geisman, Thumb in the Dyke, Spermaticide Flow. So when you got too much of something, it goes in both ends at the same time. Kind of like a candle with both ends burning. It's a visual kind of thing. Stream 475 if you're getting it. It's one of those digital doodads. So troublesome today. As we're currently passing the Great Water, passing through a temporary void spot between the A and the D. And I don't mean the BC. From analog to digital, just bear with it. Temporary transmission problem. Technicians at the ready. Of course, in a solipsistic system, I mean a good kind, not the New York Times kind. It's all just a matter of personal hard drive utilities. Technicians at the ready.
What seems strange to me is that we're living such miniature lives these days. Yeah.
We're getting there, though. We're in between the millennial boom time and 2012 flux. So it's all just a multiple of flux your whole life. My whole life. I hope you dig it. I know I do. It's kind of like a palindrome kind of drone kind of feedback. Feed forward. Feedback and forward asymptotically, of course, with the ISO orthogonal kind of thing. All the cool concepts at play. You know what they are. Just read a book. Read some CRT glare. Chafe with it, of course. Gotta have some chafe. Otherwise, what's it all for? So it's kind of like a cool concept top 10 list. Except some of those concepts just make a mockery of the list. A mockery of exposition. A mockery of mockery.
We are, in spite of the grandness of and comforts of our existence, we seem to be going from climate-controlled room to climate-controlled room. And
taught in art school not to ignore eyelashes.
happens in our lives is so small compared to climate-controlled room, and so what happens in our lives.
Got to learn how to party, baby.
Good evening.
Good evening, Gail.
I'd like to speak to Noam Chomsky about...
Yes, ma'am. Will you talk up a little louder, please?
Certainly. I'd like to say, first of all, that I really enjoy your work, and I think probably only you and Michael Parenti have really ever discussed how corporate America has bought and sold the media. But one of the things that's important as well that I find is that there's a new book out by a man called Willard Rowland, and he talks about how the media has also managed to buy all the research into media as well, and how the academics have often had to go to places like CBS or NBC in order to get funding. Now, given that, I'd like to ask a question regarding an issue which digresses somewhat, which is mainly concerned with pornography and pornography in the media, in that I never hear the left come out with anything about it. The right basically against it on moral grounds. The liberals are pro-pornography on the basis of free speech. And what you find is that the pornography industry is a $10 billion industry which has managed to manufacture consent within both the media and the academics that pornography has no effect. And I'd like to know why the left has never bothered to talk about an industry which is causing enormous amounts of harm against women.
Well, it probably isn't causing enormous
harm. Well, I didn't really want to discuss this with you. I wanted to discuss
I understand, but it is my program, and I have every intention of putting in my sense worth into discussion too, Gail. If you don't like it, you can go leave if you'd like.
But it's
not censorship at all. It's a discussion. Well, it's a discussion.
Can I just say
Gail,
one thing?
Gail, thank you for the call. Let's get a response from our guest, please.
Well,
Dr.
I agree with Gail that it's harming women. However, as far as I'm aware, there isn't much of a left in the United States, so it's hard to talk about what the left does. But I think this has been a big issue in the left, and I think it's had essentially the same conflict that Gail pointed out over the whole spectrum. I mean, there is a conflict. There's a conflict of values. There's a conflict of values between the value of freedom of speech and that of trying to protect people from hostility, violence, terror, and so on. Same issue arises with racist propaganda. There's a conflict between the value of freedom of speech and the the consequences of free exposure of racist propaganda. Well, my own point of view, for what it's worth, we go into it, is that the value of freedom of speech ought to predominate, and that it's very dangerous, in my view, to have the state or any other institution interfere with, to take upon itself the right or be given the right to determine what people say and what they think. I think it's tremendously important to block that, and I think that the very harmful effects of racist propaganda, sexist material, pornography, and so on have to be dealt with in other ways.
In addition to talking about Central America and the Middle East after the second hour begins, let's also talk about racist propaganda, as you call it, but briefly to this, what I think is a minor matter, this pornography matter.
kind of like to highlight those classifications for you. We feel very, very strongly about being in business in these classifications.
Where you can put a particular molecule or shape a particular molecule to affect processes in the body.
At all time. In the fall season, the most important classification that I have is warm wear. So I want to show you some different types of warm wear that your customers can buy for themselves or think of for gifts. You know, it might be nice to give some of your customers some gift suggestions. This is brushed nylon. This is a pretty little gown from Christian Dior. And here's another example of brushed nylon by Naturi with the embroidery on it.
Felt like traffic accidents.
Grab a beer, wipe my car for me, let's roll.
Car, man.
Yeah, we're going to nigger town. N-word town.
We must accumulate all the paper we can, Ballard. But some of the stuff that Helen brought back is terrific. Tolerances of the human face and crash impacts. Mechanisms.
Now, where is the, I'm sure we see this again in slow motion. Closer, I mean. In detail.
We can watch another tape. You brought lots of tapes.
No, this time. I know this tape. I know this tape.
That tape player's fucked. That's what it is. It always does that.
It always does that.
And all these are människor kroppen. Vi kan ha utrustat med elektroniska känselorgan. Och liknande sätt är vi tvungna att producera en avbild av människor kroppen. Denna avbild är utrustad med elektroniska känselorgan.
The structure.
Right.
All the crap that is.
Mm.
Yeah. I when I was teaching, I know that you have a nude model, and she might be wearing jade, you know, turquoise earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to find it hilarious the way all the students let it alone.
Mm.
You know, they wouldn't get that touch of turquoise.
Yeah.
You know, it was forbidden. Hell with them. I'm glad I don't have to teach anymore. I mean, you know, one wants to get that,
mm-hmm.
I think. I used to find it hilarious the way all the students let it alone.
Mm.
You know, they wouldn't get that touch of turquoise.
Yeah.
You know, it was forbidden.
With no one there, you don't make gestures on the phone with no one there. You think you do, but you don't. And so you get sort of strange things happening like that when you see actors acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I never took any notice. The only actors that I ever watched for acting lessons were minimalist actors like Jean Gabin, the French actor, and someone who was remarkably similar to him, which was Spencer Tracy. I always think that Jean Gabin and Spencer Tracy, if you speak French, you'll find they're absolutely indivisible.
a great deal in weapons development, both in the non-lethal and lethal area, not just targeting even human beings, but more particularly looking at targeting equipment and hardware as well. It's liable to miss a really faint signal.
Well, there's a lot of noise out there coming in from all over the universe.
Well, that's the problem. Of course, if you were with a very directional antenna and you were tracking the comet and you mm-hmm. just had the noise from the comet, you were looking for a modulated radio signal, that might be not that difficult to find.
Mm-hmm.
The problem would be that having equipment that would be sensitive enough to pick up such a signal and also capable of spanning or scanning a really broad spectrum would be difficult. So whether or not anybody in the ham world is going to turn out to have equipment like that, I don't know. There are some ham operators who specialize in radio astronomy, but of course their equipment is infinitely less capable than radio telescopes.
But what about where to look when the camera's looking at you?
I would guess, Nick, if you had your way, that you...
When Dr. Eastland, a brilliant physicist, was looking for a market for Atlantic Richfield to deal with its natural gas on the north slope of Alaska. Many know that we have oil coming from Alaska and assume that there's gas as well, but on the north slope, that gas is reinjected into the field, and as a result, there's never been a market. There's no pipeline to bring that gas down. So ARCO wanted a way to sort of market it in place, and Eastland came up with this concept for missile defense that would virtually create an energetic field around the planet where any object passing through that field would become disrupted and would be destroyed by what would, I guess, on a smaller scale, be looked at as an electromagnetic pulse almost, but in this case, an entire field.
Hell with them. I'm glad I don't have to teach anymore. I mean, you know, one wants to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think. mean, what's it all for? What's it all about? You know, it's not just a matter of doing solids, is it? I told you not to mess around with highlights, too, didn't they?
Mommy
was taught to hate highlights and not use them.
Well, I don't think we were allowed to use them until junior year.
I love it. Until the junior year.
Yeah, they were off limits.
What can you prove, huh? Nothing. Where's your evidence, huh?
I did of the armorers and another one called the arms brokers. It happened this way. I was in Minnesota, and at a businessman's breakfast, I realized that the tablecloths were all a flaming red. And then as my life went on, I saw a picture with masked flags in the background, the flags of all nations. So I thought, I have a red tablecloth and lots of flags. That's pretty colorful. I populated the table with men in uniform, and then I filled the air with models of war material, and I thought, I got the biggest game in town.
This, Ed Hall's books on the study of spaces between people. Spaces are quite startling in their way of revealing. Ed Hall's books on the study of spaces between people, personal spaces, are quite startling in their way of revealing our very peculiar assumptions.
Well, to take this one step further, you have written, it is no longer possible to take a fixed position for more than a single moment. Is that meant literally? Do you think literally? Perhaps I should put that question.
Well, you can see that a point of view literally means a static position with a vanishing point. Now, in practice, there is no such position. and perhaps there never was. A person sighting a target with a very high precision instrument, there might be a point of view on a particular object or a target. This idea of a fixed position from which to see things in perspective is of very recent origin in the Western world. And in Shakespeare's time, it was a completely new and exciting experience. It is a kind of outlook that ran into all sorts of difficulties with the scientists in the 17th and 18th centuries, with Newton and others, and Berkeley. The relative position of the visual as we go with regard to the other senses in locating or fixing people's experience in space became a great controversial matter. Newton was quite swift at it, was quite amused at Newton's ideas of space, and in effect said Newton did not discover gravity but levity.
Night scene, the Palladium.
Every night. Long past the point where there was any point in it. New York has been extremely dull at night for more than 10 years. Andy didn't notice this.
Oh, yeah, really excited.
Andy concluded his life with an incredible burst of energy and an enormous amount of work. The ad series that he was working on goes back to his earliest days in advertising, except now he keeps pushing the images forward more. He keeps making portraits of these things, almost for history. Andy's was the art of the 80s, and that's why young artists came to work with him.
Young to train here. End of story. Now quit wasting our time. Get the fuck out of here.
Bad news, friend. It's not gonna happen. I'm sorry if there's a misunderstanding. It's not the end of the world. Just go away. Go. Because you were trespassing, and I will have to call the police.
Doesn't mean we're going to leave our bodies off in a grave somewhere. Because we're going to be murdered at the completion of this testimony. And when we are, after 3.5 days, we're going to walk up. Just get right up and you're going to watch us.
What Newton, everyone knew about gravity. What Newton discovered was up pull, not down pull.
Came back in patterns, so that there is a kind of miniaturism in the hugeness, and that is truly what makes Wagner so extraordinary.
Just virtually covering the planet.
You're going to watch us.
After that interview or testimony, Bonnie and Hurt didn't exactly walk up and into a spaceship, but into the hands of the law. He was charged with stealing a car in St. Louis, was later tried, convicted, and served 4 months in jail.
The conviction and jail time did not...
Were you asked to do that?
No, but I wanted to very badly at the time.
Did you?
No.
Entire field, just virtually covering the planet.
Thank you.
you're ever getting in this house, you're never getting in this fucking house. Never. Now get the fuck off the front porch. Get off the porch!
Sooner or later, we all became what Tyler wanted us to be.
I'm gonna go inside and I'm gonna get a shovel.
Got two black shirts?
Sir.
Two pair of black pants?
Yes, sir.
One pair of black boots?
Sir.
Two pair of black socks?
Sir.
One black jacket?
Sir.
$300 of personal burial money?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Nick, with these electromagnetic pulses that they're sending out, I did notice one thing where they said if we go to a war with Iraq, one of the first things we're going to use now will be these new missiles that will have these EMPs, the ability to knock out computers, power utilities, and just about everything else there, and just fry them within a certain region. They have been, of course, practicing that, I think, in Albuquerque, Kirkland Air Force Base.
Right.
And how powerful are these things? And, what's the downside if they use them out there?
Well, an EMP weapon is an interesting technology. And you know, if you think back, remember those, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, they were experimenting with small-scale EMP devices for police departments, and they target an automobile to stop the electronic transmission. And these were kind of directional, so they could have some control over them. What we're talking about here is something much different, and I used in an illustration out of the L.A. Times for a section describing EMP weapons and Earth Rising. And what we said there, and what the L.A. Times said, is you could take, and a hobbyist apparently did this, some guy in his garage, took the energy in two car batteries, and he discharged that energy through a capacitor bank in what would be 1/20th of a nanosecond. That's 1/20th of a billionth of a second. I mean, very, very short time. And in that very short time, that energy in those two car batteries actually exceeded the power generation capacity of the United States by several times. Now, the way that essentially works is that for that little instant, that pulse of energy overrides sensitive electronics, microcircuits, and will disrupt everything within several hundred meters of such a device. Now, when you take a look at what the military can create and store in terms of a surge of energy, that becomes a much different animal, much more powerful, probably a much greater radius. And when you're dealing with precision-guided weaponry delivering that technology, you're going to be able to literally knock out the electronics, which includes things like communications, information systems, those things that modern militaries and modern warfighting machines require. That's going to be a big shift in terms of how people look at wars, because we can target infrastructure in a much different way. And again, you know, when we started writing on these subjects, this was one of the areas that we brought up as far back as, going back to 95, 96 writing, and then again in January 2000, when we brought our last work out. And you know, when you look at those systems, the idea of electromagnetic pulse, this has a tremendous impact on even our own warfighting machine. And I think the reason we're using bombs for delivery systems is to keep our own hardware out of the vicinity, because not everything can be properly shielded against such a surge of energy.
and up and down my peeny wine by barn and barley day. Captain Bailey, up and down he said. I said, a Captain Bailey, Barney, up and down he said. Fuck 'em peeny, weeny, deeny, up and down he board. I pushed it in, I pushed it out, and Captain Barney Bean. He busted and batted up on my ass and pushed it in, and one more time, a Barney Beany up my ass and put it in, he ballin' day. Orchin' 5 and 6 times across the Atlantic Sea.
Of war material.
Crossing out each other's placas. 4-9 in the Locotes.
Thank you. Nice.
So he's teaching a dog to hate niggas.
Though it'll be on some kind of portable apparatus where they just wheel it away and then just point it into certain regions.
There is not an edge to us as much as we would like to think.
Looked me right in the eye and said he's teaching a dog to hate niggas.
You really learned how to work in front of a camera. And if you didn't spend a lot of time watching yourself, how did you learn that?
No, well, I learned by watching where the camera was. I mean, for instance, if you're going to play a part, you're playing a part with another actor, and you look in their eyes. And what you do, if you're acting, you suddenly go, well, how do I look into this person's eyes? Now, during your lifetime, you've looked into hundreds of people's eyes. Every time you speak to someone, but you can't remember how you did it. And what you do is you only look into one eye, because if you look into two eyes, you go cross-eyed. And the one eye you look into is the one that is nearest the camera, because that throws the one eye that you're not looking in, not using, straight into the lens.
Watch whatever you want. I have cable.
your wish at any moment.
No, I mean a crash car with a history.
I took my time, I read the map, I looked behind me, up and down, and Barney Bailey, who can that?
You watch whatever you want, okay?
What's going down, brother?
I'm going to see you.
I pushed more, Jason.
Захлебнется кровью.
Легко помереть не получится, Алонзо. Вали его!
Kennedy's assassination is a special kind of car crash.
The case can be made.
Whoa, what?
Take a look at this. Tell me what you think of these. Recognize this one. This is James Dean. This is the next one Seeger and I are going to do. Jane Mansfield.
It's all very satisfying. Not sure I understand why.
That's the future, Ballard. And you're already a part of it. Beginning to see that for the first time there's a benevolent psychopathology that beckons towards us. For example, the car crash is a fertilizing rather than a destructive event. A liberation of sexual energy, mediating the sexuality of those who have died with an intensity that's impossible in any other form. To experience that, to live that is... That's my project.
Back to a source somewhere. I mean, it's got to, it has to be, it originated somewhere.
The lens that is nearest the camera, because that throws the one eye that you're not looking. Not using the lens straight into the lens.
Huh.
Start. if you're a very good actor, you see, and you play a scene, I will play a murderer, you know, and my wife will see the picture. She'll say,
I crossed my lips and pushed it in and pushed it up and pushed it down.
Bigger than anything. It's the arms brokers. They're the people in this world who really matter.
It was just a year ago that New Yorkers first beheld the silvery spectacle of Germany's luxury airliner Hindenburg, soaring majestically past Manhattan skyline, having spanned the North Atlantic in the record-shattering time of 61 and a half hours from its hangar at Friedrichshafen to its American port of call at Lakehurst, New Jersey.
I made quite a splash in the art world in the 1930s when I was just a kid. And it seems to me that every year I've become less and less well known.
I think we already have those technologies, actually. And as we go through, and we cited hundreds of citations in our work, and you can see the evolution of a number of devices. There's one that got a little bit of notoriety. It was this microwave weapon that was to be used on Humvees, and it was to be used for creating the sensation of heat on the surface of the skin, is the story that the Marines delivered when they first announced the device. What they didn't tell us, and that's important to note, is that by...
I made quite a splash because of a certain vehemence I had looking at society, and less well known.
why the captain said to me, I do not think I had one like Otan Daddy Creepy. I said to him, my friend, I do not dare. He said to me, you bastard pig, you push it off the air.
One of the leaders of this group, and he said how Clinton told him the 1991 trip he took to Germany to meet with the Bilderbergers, one of these international groups.
Designer Hindenburg, soaring majestically past Manhattan skyline.
What about the reshaping of the human body by modern technology? By modern technology. I thought that was your project.
That's just a crude sci-fi concept. Kind of floats on the surface and doesn't threaten anybody. I use it to test the resilience of my potential partners in psychopathology.
Interaction, and this is for example, if you put hydrogen and oxygen together in the proper amounts, you will get water.
Okay.
That's an interaction of two things. When we come to the electromagnetic field, we have a transaction. You can't just take a frequency or information and put it in the field and expect it in a living organism to respond in one way. So the field itself can change spontaneously so that it will not interact or transact with another field. For example, let me give you for instance.
Okay.
Two people who have electromagnetic fields, we can put them back to back. They don't even know another person is there. And we can watch the transaction between their two fields. And sometimes there is no transaction. The two fields stay exactly as they were. Sometimes there's a transaction in which one of the fields changes, the other one does not. And sometimes both fields change and become much more elaborate. Now that's what I call a transaction rather than a reaction or an interaction.
I said to him, you conny bastard, I'll push you down the stairs. He rolled around and pushed me up, I pushed him down the stairs.
Thank you.
Now, that's what I call a transaction rather than a reaction or an interaction.
Okay. So...
have not only more energy in the field, they have a more dynamic, changeable field. They have a more coherent field. They have a field that is so attractive that people come to them before they say a word.
I have something. A new toy.
Yeah,
a new one.
Go ahead and try it out.
Okay.
I never heard of torturing your feet before.
I never met Tom ever again before today.
No, man.
You turned up just like that.
Back at the camera and tell people if you like it or not.
No, I don't.
Don't?
No.
Why not?
Because that stings.
What did you think that S&M would feel like?
I thought it would be playful.
It is playful.
Feel a lot better.
Boom.
Come on, man. Get your ass up.
Who are you?
Oh,
Atlantic, we went round.
Fat man. Your tits are too big.
Get the fuck off my porch. Bob.
Monkey ready to be shot into space. Space monkey. Ready to sacrifice himself for the greater good.
You are too fucking old, fatty. And you. You're too fucking blonde! Get out of here, the both of you!
And so it went.
Enough, maggot. You are not special. You are not a beautiful or unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else.
Tyler built himself an army.
We are the all singing, all dancing crap of the world. We are all part of the same compost heap.
Why was Tyler Durden building an army? To what purpose? For what greater good? Tyler, we trusted.
No. When he was like, you are not your job, I was like,
Yeah.
Hey, what's all this? Okay. What's going on?
What are we celebrating?
What are we celebrating?
Go on.
Are on the scene right now. Hold on. Police Commissioner Jacobs has just arrived. Commissioner, could you please tell us what you think has happened here?
We believe this is one of many recent acts of vandalism around the city, somehow related to underground boxing clubs. We will be coordinating a rigorous investigation.
That was Police Commissioner Jacobs, who just arrived on the scene here of a four-alarm fire that broke out about an hour ago. Live from the Parker Morris building, Lauren Sanchez, back to you in the studio. It was just...
What can you prove, huh? Where's the reference, huh?
What the fuck did you guys do?
How the blaze started, but arson investigators are on the premises...
Sir, the first rule of Project Mayhem is you do not ask questions, sir.
The victory in the war against crime will not come overnight. It will take dedication and commitment, and most of all, cooperation. The streets are safer now. There's hope in the inner city. However, this is only the beginning.
I gotta take the piss.
These are the first steps in a long journey. That is why we have created Project Hope, helping others with prevention and enforcement. Project Hope will be a joint effort between the police and community leaders. It will be a powerful new weapon in the war against crime.
I round up Duck, I came from behind, I pushed him against my end in pain. He took me by the throat and pin and pin it during the day.
Recording artist and director of new media at the Miami Museum of Science and Space Transit Planetarium. I am a scientist who is moved by an artistic sensibility, an artist who relies upon science and technology in order to express myself. My work is based on a unique blend of science and art, knowledge and emotion, a concept I call emotional learning.
Questions.
Satan and enthrall. As a young child, I spent the summers in the country outside Milan with my grandmother. It was she who first introduced me to the wonder of the night sky and the many things that are possible when we allow the imagination to fuel exploration.
Open your eyes.
I said to him, you son bitch, you pushed me one too many.
Felt like putting a bullet between the eyes of every panda that wouldn't screw to save its species.
So is it gonna hurt you to walk after this? Is it gonna hurt you for somebody to squeeze
you
after this?
Yeah. It's gonna hurt to sit down.
Record-shattering time of 61 and a half hours from its hangar at Friedrichshafen to its American port of call at Lakehurst, New Jersey.
This. three dimensions. So I assigned different graphic values to each block group. Mathematical?
Mm-hmm.
That occurred to me too. There are distinct blocks within each pattern, and within each block, the tones come in groups of three. It's 3-3-3, 3-3-3, it's always 3-3-3, it's always the same.
He said to me with a voice of king, a kid who went to a tune, he tied it round his neck and throat. Some king, a kid who went to a tune.
Hello.
You're amazing. Hola.
Hola. Did you get to work all right?
Yeah. No, actually, I had a horrible dream.
You dream you'd never see me again.
I left your apartment. I went downstairs to the car. And my friend, the stalker, had followed me there.
Julie.
Yes. And she wanted to talk to me. And I remember I had this buzz. You know, that buzz from you and me. And I think my mind was still on that terrible drawing of me. But she was upset. I don't know. You know, I got in a car and she drove off a bridge and committed suicide with me in the car. Thank you.
was nicknamed very quickly, and this may come as a shock to him, Gunkard Stern.
I made quite a splash because of a certain vehemence I had looking at society, and I was very bitter about injustices, and I expressed a social outlook which by the 1950s became a very unpopular thing to do. It was the McCarthy era, and it's strange how Neanderthal politicians and effete people at the Museum of Modern Art combined to go against this.
Around his neck of throat, a throat of piss of poo. He pushed me over a deck of Boradella Dooney Day.
What happened was murder.
New metaphysics. Areas taped off. Kind of like an anthropological field theory. It's just an analytical event now. Big hurt in the past, like a crater. All we can do now is take pictures of it, decide if we should admit we're looking at them. Aftermath, reprise, kind of a retro extravaganza. Just make sure the guy who comes in and cleans up the blood is a professional. Metaphysics. Big G on hand, bearing witness. I'm wearing professional clothing so that I don't have to explain all the blood on my hands to those who haven't been mutually involved here. Be socially confusing. Stream 475, encrypted to keep out the public. Yet theoretically in existence to keep up the subject. A little bit of structure. splay a little sperm on the environment. Kind of like a marker. Modern day being and what it all is and so forth. Gary at newmetaphysics.com for some email. It's a new email. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. He's playing around on the internet playground. Vastness. Vast. Non-concentration of power. With the equivalent coagulants, of course, in our spatial array. NewMetaphysics.com, little audio time machine, blasts from pasts, and the stream, of course. 96 MP4, sounding good if you can decrypt it. Well, I've got to get out some industrial cleanser before I go home to the dog. I want to freak the dog out with any unexplained detritus. The diggers have everything labeled, all the dimensions. A retrospect kind of overview. Dangerous in the hands of modern man.
The thing that happened was that the market for American art suddenly developed. All of a sudden, it was possible, after the long dry season for American art, it was possible to sell a painting. At which, of course, all sorts of people jumped in as investment counselors. They began to buy things for great corporations, for the great skyscrapers going up. They were commissioning and getting a percentage on all the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of silk screens, which are fraudulent. Which are not done by the artists who signed these prints. And it did wind up in a tremendous kind of largesse for all sorts of hangers-on and camp followers, which are in the field. The difference being that they are really telling the artist how to work, and the artist, in his turn, is trying to fathom what the damn art history avant-garde world wants of him. I'm too old for that nonsense. I still believe that I have some mission in life to say what I think about the world. And let the avant-garde go hang. As far as I'm concerned, I want to remain the mean little man I always was.
Norm Robert. Oh, wait, we have badges, so it's different?
Thank you. I mean, I've had interactions with him. Like altercations with him.
I took him by my hand, I did, and said, "You Sunday pay."
Giving her instructions on around. They don't move quite as fast or quite as wide a path as the bigger dogs.
A little bit closer to the ground.
There you see the Pomeranian. It kind of cut the corners a little more with these smaller dogs.
Your pussy still wet? Okay. Is your pussy still wet?
Well, maybe a little.
much to do with my making up my mind to run for president as anything. It exposed me to something different. I decided to stick to issues where I could have hundreds of footnotes and quotes and try to make it as clear with as many references as possible so people could see what's going on.
Yes.
This is where I come squarely down, if that's at all possible, into a Buddhist position. There is no abiding self. There are processes of intellection, processes of sensation, processes of emotion. And again, to the place I come to is one of agnostic adequism. We don't know the mechanisms. And in fact, even as I speak to you today, I speak to you because you are here.
That was brilliant. You know, I mean, you were so convincing as a murderer, right? So I'm a very good actor.
I start to think and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when what?
Another fabric that we feel very, very strongly about that has had incredible customer acceptance in Neiman Marcus is a fabric called Cuddle Skin.
And so Swift turned Newton's world into a joke with the flying island of Laputa. great scientific utopia of Laputa is airborne, or it's weightless. That our scientists have given up on weightlessness as a means of solving transportation problems. They've gone for the moon, but they've not thought of anti-gravitation as a way of getting there.
The source is the astronomer that Prudence has been talking to.
Oh, he's the one that brought up the radio astronomy angle as well.
Yes.
And he's out of town now.
The last thing he said to Prudence was that when he came forward, that it was going that he had things that were even stranger.
Called cuddle skin.
Than anything he had told her before. I've already described the object as he described it to her. And he spoke about the radio signals. And then he said in his last comment to her that this would turn out to be stranger than anyone could possibly imagine.
Interactions with him.
You're
more like altercations with him. He had custody taken away from him when I was 3.
Why? Why? Your father...
69 or 70.
Your father was not allowed to see you unsupervised until you were an adult, weren't you?
He wasn't allowed to see me at all.
Well,
Well, it is interesting when you think of the contemporary arts today in various media that there is this simultaneous interest in the very small, miniature in various senses.
And then to the other side, from the bottom to the top, and it's in movement.
I think things because you are here that I would not in your absence.
I thought you were going straight to work.
But I survive. With my arm and my face reconstructed. And what's worse, I can't wake up.
Barbiturate and alcohol overdose. Jackie Curtis died of a heroin overdose. Nico died having fallen off a bicycle and having a brain hemorrhage. Candy died of cancer of the lymph nodes brought on by preparation for an eventual sex change.
Cuddle skin.
Today, with veteran Captain Ernest Lehman aboard in an advisory capacity, the greatest lighter than aircraft ever built nears the completion of her 21st Atlantic crossing, her first of this year. Countering storms and head winds during this ill-fated voyage, the giant dirigible noses toward the Lakehurst mooring mast today, having just ridden out a brief electrical disturbance, and now that the wind has subsided, she releases ballast, preliminary to easing her vast hulk into the hands of the Navy's crew awaiting the landing lines by which she is gently drawn to earth. Her 50 passengers impatient, eager to arrive at a journey's end. Scarcely 300 feet above the ground now, portholes open.
He took me by my leg, he did, he said he to not pay. This is not no no game, you say, you fucking dirty dog.
Maltese. Dogs are perfect for city dwellers, but they're, remember this, they're just as important as their bigger cousins. Let's respect these toy dogs.
Paying more attention to the bells and whistles than to your message. And I've watched this happen in sales presentations where somebody used software presentation package and projected these wonderful visual aids up on the screen, and afterwards the people will come up and say, what software did you use? They don't even remember what you were selling or what you were talking about. All they remember are the bells and whistles.
Cuddle skin.
Harry Harrington for their support.
We have a great cast in George Wallace, Angelina Jolie, Clarence Williams III, Joe Don Baker, Terry Kinney, and the beautiful Mayor Winningham.
Morning is my mentor. The way she comes bold makes me courageous, even in places still pulsing hurt, places that scream from every touch I ever knew.
I can't wake up.
Changed me. That's what scared me so, had me denying the honesty of my desires, sold me all out myself, made my body war booty, and I believed I was until your mouth opened a chant, hypnotic from between the broken of my soul, my legs, my...
I take you one more time, I do, and bust you in the eye. I round a corner, added 4 to 5 and 6 and...
My.
How was your house after the party?
Party? What party?
The party? Red dress, trappy shoes. I spilled something on your shirt. Sweet and sour. And the saddest girl to ever hold a martini.
My dreams are a cruel joke. They taunt me. Even in my dreams, I'm an idiot who knows he's about to wake up to reality. If I could only avoid sleep. But I can't. I try to tell myself what to dream. I try to dream that I'm flying. Something freeing.
Within each pattern, and within each block, the tones come in groups of three. It's 3-3-3, 3-3-3. It's always 3-3-3. It's always the same. And see, for months I struggled to analyze it, you know, trying different constructs, and then I thought about dimensions.
XYZ coordinate.
Exactly. Three groups equals three dimensions. So I assigned different graphic values to each block, group, and tone. And I came up with this. Hello.
Oh, my God. Is that what I think it is?
DNA.
You see it?
Yeah. It's a model of DNA.
So somebody left that thing here. Okay. Somebody other than human. But, what is it?
It's a signature. It's a self-portrait of whatever species created the face.
Yeah, but that DNA looks human.
No, it's not. It's missing the last pair of chromosomes, see?
It's close. It's damn close.
Close? The difference between man and ape is less than 3% genetic material. But that 3% gives you Einstein, Mozart.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, he's right.
I wanted to open the dump valves on oil tankers and smother all those French beaches I'd never see. I wanted to breathe smoke.
Toxic-free zone, where your load has been significantly reduced. This is your safe place. Down room within their house that's conducive to good ventilation or air control.
Never works. I can't. I try to tell myself what to dream. I try to dream that I'm flying.
4 hours safety, so that we can bring you the ultimate in authenticity.
My. I am telling you, I sweated, baby. Who are you rounding the corner into the sad neatness of my life after I had grown accustomed to the steady ache, the gaping hole of gray that greeted me at my front door each night when I pulled heavy into home alone or else with some man who burrowed through my landscape like an overassertive squirm eating up the earth as the sun blinked? I'm embarrassed to admit that.
Seven, by the bay, I took him down, I took him for the can. And in my heart, I knew I'd ride a tunin' in him day, like tunin' in the bottom date as we sailed in the Boston Bay.
Problems? Hey, look, I'm in no mood to be fucked with, so do yourself a favor.
There's an explanation for all this, David. You and I know each other. You found me on the internet. I'm here to help you, David.
Who the fuck are you? Why are you following me?
First of all, it's very important that you calm down.
Calm down.
up there.
You must overcome your fears and regain control. Take a hold of your life again, Dave. It's as easy as holding that glass. What if I were to tell you that you can take control of all of this, everything? Even me.
Look, I'm straight, okay?
David, look at all these people. Seems as though they're just all chatting away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you?
No.
And yet, maybe they're only here because you wanted them to be here. You are their god. And not only that, but you can make them obey you or even destroy you.
Well, what I'd love for them to do is shut the fuck up, especially you.
You and I signed a contract, David.
Who is the man in the restaurant? Who is it?
I can't.
Can you tell the difference between dreams and reality?
Of course, can you?
Think about it. Think with your head. You signed a contract, did you not?
I signed something.
Was the man in the restaurant there?
Fuck.
Accept your body's resistance. Let your head answer.
You signed a contract.
Yes.
That's right. Who is Ellie?
I don't know what's real.
What happened that night, David? Somebody died.
I don't want to remember.
You understand you hold the keys to this prison.
It wasn't Sophia.
Who was it?
No.
Who was it?
No!
I'm afraid of myself.
You won't let it out, don't you, David?
Why do you say they've given up on it, since they do take account of it in space travel? And if space
in what way would you say they take account of weightlessness?
Within the capsule. I mean, it does exist within the capsule.
I've often asked myself, when you are weightless, as in a capsule, in a space, would you see things upside down?
As you're about to tell me. Tell me. What your heart and soul will not allow you to forget. Did you kill Sophia?
Perception is at all times upside down. Why?
I knew there was more a man should offer. I just didn't know it should have been offered to me.
As you know, the normal human mode of perception is at all times upside down.
What did you see that I never could? 20 years staring into hostile mirrors that punched, kicked, dragged me down through night and smirked.
Turn them right side up. Nobody knows. No psychologist even has a theory. About why do we see upside down and turn things right side up? Now, if there's any gravitational cause for this flipping the image, then it would be possible or imaginable that in a weightless state, we would see upside down and keep it upside down.
Fabric called cuttle skin.
Kind of horny, kind of a penny. Cry for me more. This one right here. Let's grab the sniffles. Look at it. I want you to cry more.
I mean, what does it say when a woman gets reborn, pushed out of pain even her mother never knew, out through the center of a man who openly submits to the magic of the womb? You created creation. Let it spill out your pores unashamed. Dared me to come taste it all sweet off the tip of your tongue. And despite my broken limp, you saw sprints, midair leaps, and dipped the wine in air and wine, made your skin the honey elixir I could not refuse, which is why it was inevitable. I was a drunk ass behind your uncompromising sip, taste, tease, flip, do it again, please, one more time. You said when I came to you, it was a blessing. Could you always drink my holy water? But this poem is not one poem, not one man, not one moment, because black love could never be any one singular thing. We're a volume of romance poetry. Every verse a composite sketch. We're colored strokes of strength that conjure beauty up through projects and haunted paths. We remember basement dances, our first real kiss, song dedications, walking the autumn moon and holding desperate to every small embrace. We can yank ourselves out of each of our hells on into hope, become a time-tested creation, a nation being built, a coming out of hiding, a black panther on the horizon, bursting black silk and fierce into the rising possibility of a forever morning.